We will eventually be in 1 John. But a couple of things before we really get into the scripture I want to do is talk about is because in 1 John, in the 4th chapter, John talks so much of the whole thing about, in 1 John. John is talking so much about love. And love for God and love for brothers and stuff. And most people don't really, they haven't processed what love really is. Well, we think in so many different ways that it's something other than what it really is. Love is so simple. It really is. But we complicate it horribly with a bunch of stuff. I learned what love was when I was, 67 now. Maybe when I was 50 to 55. And I learned it in the most unlikely place. Crisis Pregnancy Test Center. That I was volunteering there, and then I got kind of roped into, I guess at the time it seemed like that, to volunteering with an organization called SAFE, which stands for Sex and Family Education. And it was a thing that we did a presentation in middle schools with children, talking to them about sex, the good parts of sex, the bad parts of sex, and we was trying to be really real with them, not just something else. But one of the first things that we were taught to do, that we knew we had to do, was to teach them a true, real definition of love that they could deal with, and that they could grasp. You know, the concept of God's love is pretty immense. I don't think any of us in this room would say that we've got a handle on that very well. We got some concept, but His love is so immense. And so with the young people, while I was going through the training program, I found out that the definition for love was that it was not warm, fuzzy feelings. It had nothing to do with feelings, as a matter of fact, at all. But what it was a person wanting the absolute best for the other person. So in the context of what we're talking about, especially with the young ladies, it's like if the guy's wanting to have sex with you, he doesn't love you. Because he doesn't want the best for you. If you're 14, 15 years old and this guy's pressuring you to have sex, he doesn't love you. He lusts. And he may have a warm, fuzzy feeling. He may even knock you. But he truly doesn't love you because he doesn't really know what love is. So that's the first thing I want to talk to you about is that definition that love is wanting the absolute best for the other person. And see, that is really God's love. Because God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. Because He wanted nothing but the absolute, total best for us. Now another thing, interesting thing about love, because if love is not warm, fuzzy feelings or emotions, which emotions change. If you're a 13-year-old, your emotion changes every 3 seconds. Right? Pretty much if you're 20-something, your emotions change every 3-4 seconds also. So love is not about emotions. Love is actually just really simple. It's a choice that we made. See, God chose you. God chose to love you. God chooses to love you. And so real true love starts out in many ways, but ultimately has to come to these two things, that I choose to love you because whatever the reason is, the natural draw that God puts in us as men and women, but I also want the absolute best for you. I don't want you to hurt. I don't want you to ever be hurt. I don't want you to fail in any way, shape, form, or fashion. True love is I want the absolute best for you. And I choose that. I choose that to be the way that I respond to you every day. So those are the first, if you can, or for me anyways, I've grasped that. It has changed so much of my life in the way I interact with people. You know? Because it's just a simple choice with a simple definition. As a young Christian, and even as an old Christian, particularly when I was young, in the early days of the charismatic movement and all of that kind of stuff going on, like many Christians, I came up with this, so I don't know how I got it. I wish I could blame it on somebody that taught it to me, but I just wound up with it. So I'm not sure if I was kind of taught it or it was implied, but it was this idea that one day I would mystically wake up and I'd be like, okay. Or I would mystically, all these people that I had resentment and anger and all these things, like one morning I would wake up and the love of God would flood through me and those would never be an issue again. Love's about choices. See, I had to make a choice to forgive my parents and others. It was a choice to forgive them. And then God's love did come in and begin to change me. But I'm still having to learn that love is a choice about every single person. I want to read a couple of quick scriptures here and kind of tie this together for you. In John 4:7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Now that's a pretty heavy scripture. But if you break it down to simple, that love is just simply wanting what the best is for someone else. And that love is a choice. So the question is, how does that work? How does that work today for you in your life today? How does that work for me in my life today? Remember, it starts as a choice. And so when you go to, we always pick on Walmart. To any store. And you go in and you get ignored. You get an attitude and all that. You're faced with a choice now. You're just simply faced with a really simple choice. And that is to love. That doesn't mean that you're going to ask them out for a date. It just means that that person that's doing all these things that are irritating you in the moment, you make a choice and cry out to God, "God, I want to love them. And so I want to, what's best for them?" So what's best for them? Is the best for them me copping an attitude? Me rolling my eyes at them? What's best for them? And of course, every situation is totally different. Some situations might be that they need to be confronted a little bit, going like, "Hey, whoa, what's wrong? Why you got this attitude going on here? What's hurt you so much? What can I do? What can I do? What can I step in? Where can I step into this place in your life to help you? To just simply love you, because see, I want you to have the best. I want you to have a really, really awesome day today. And obviously, you're not having that day. But this is what I want for you. See, it's that simple. It's not that complicated. Unfortunately, in our Christian lives, I suspect that many of you have made it extremely complicated. We're waiting on God to do this miraculous thing. And God is just waiting on us to follow Him, to behold miraculous things happening all the time. Because see, love will always change the situation. It will always change you. And most of the time it will actually change the situation. Eventually. I say you may leave that cashier that's rolling her eyes and having an attitude, and you might not see any change, but you don't know what happens next 4 or 5 customers down the road, whether God is able to really speak and bring healing to that person, because they're doing these things because they're broken. Yeah. They're just broken. I had a whole bunch of scriptures, but I'm running a little bit long, so I'm going to cut to the chase here. Verse 19, chapter 4. We love because He first loved us. That's why we love. It's that simple. John says over and over again who God is. You know, we look, and have you ever asked, people ask this question, well, who is God? John tells you that God is love. That's who God is. In this one chapter, he says that twice. He gives the definition of who God is, and God is love. So, anyway, pray for me as I walk this out in my own life that I make good choices to love and that I understand what that love looks like. That looks like what Jesus did. When he went to the cross, he did it because he loved us and he wanted us to experience the fullness of the kingdom of God and all that's there and not be denied anything that God has to offer. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.